Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of the Devour Digital Podcast. Today I'm talking about whether TV is dead and I can't wait to share my thoughts with you on this. So here's a little bit of history and why this topic sparks interest with me. Having rented houses for years before buying our first home almost 5 years ago now, we'd always had Sky, Virgin Media or at the very least Freeview. Our new little house was renovated by developers and when we moved in we discovered that they hadn't put any aerial sockets in. So, we did like any first time buyer would do and we decided to scrimp and save, refusing to pay the £100 or so. Ridiculous maybe? Or is it? Instead, we bought a new smart TV with apps to basic channels such as the BBC, ITV and Channel 4. And for anything else, well, there was the internet. With the likes of YouTube dominating the online video world, you can spend hours, oh, and I did, browsing through videos on every topic imaginable. You may be thinking that this doesn't make sense. Why would you buy a new TV which costs more than the installation of an aerial socket? The thing is, the new TV is something we already knew we were getting. It was an expected cost, a planned cost, and it turned out to be one of the best ideas we'd had when moving into our new home. At the time, this Panasonic TV introduced us to the ability of having apps on your TV screen, and despite being royally spoilt with our new Samsung TV now, an absolutely beautiful user interface that comes with it, which is a whole different story that I think we'll save for another day, we loved it. I think I should probably clear something up. When I talk about TV being dead, what I really mean is traditional TV. You know, the kind where you're constantly flicking from channel to channel, just searching for something to catch your eye. The kind where you'd look through the TV guide and set a timer on your phone just so you didn't miss it. Or you'd record it on your Sky TV box to watch later. In a way, I guess that was our old version of TV on demand. And what's more, what I also mean by traditional TV is the kind of TV where your favourite programme would get split into four parts just so they could squeeze in adverts in the middle in the hopes that you'd be influenced to buy a new Herbal Essences shampoo. TV as we know it is changing and today people are more likely to be holding an iPad than a TV remote. Millennials and Generation Z are simply losing interest in traditional TV. Why? Because technology is advancing at a rapid rate and the latest generations are discovering more convenient ways to tune in for their entertainment needs. And who can blame them? Who can blame us even? You now don't have to spend 3 to 4 minutes watching adverts that don't interest you in the slightest, in the breaks of Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead. And do you know what? Thank God for that. Previously, TV was some sort of post-war phenomena that friends and families organised their evenings around, scrambling around for chairs at a certain time so they could all watch their much-loved show together. They'd get annoyed if someone spoke too much during it, and you'd jump up for a toilet break or grab a hot drink when the adverts were on. Oh, and don't even think about rustling your crisp packet. But this isn't how the picture looks in 2019. With multiple entertainment streaming services available, such as Netflix, Now TV, and Amazon Prime, TV and movies can be played almost instantly at the drop of a hat and requesting only an internet service and a monthly subscription. Convenience, it seems, is now key. Apple even are jumping on the bandwagon with their own TV subscription service, which they've very creatively named Apple TV Plus. It's coming in autumn this year, and I have to say, I am intrigued, but only time will tell whether it's actually good or not. For me, Friday movie nights involve a gluten-free pizza, wine, my husband, and the Netflix app. I'll have already saved a few films that have caught my eye, or will spend 5 or so minutes watching trailers and then pressing play. For wine top-ups and wee breaks, we'll press pause, and when I get a little too chatty, we'll rewind for good measure. It's simple, it's convenient, and boy is it good. Today we can browse through what seems like an almost endless amount of TV and film options, with more money than ever being ploughed into each platform. Yes, every app seems to have its own pros and cons, and we all have our favourites and least favourites, with Now TV being my arch nemesis of course, but regardless of that, for whatever reason, we can't deny how popular streaming services are. In fact, I struggled to think of anyone I know that didn't have a monthly subscription to at least one. Now, that does leave me with some questions. Does all this convenience come at a cost to our ability to have patience? If everything is so immediate, how do we learn to wait for things? And if we no longer huddle around the TV at 8 p.m. with our family and friends, does that mean that we've lost the social connections that we used to form bonding over our favourite TV show? Maybe not, but I do know that not many of us, with the exception of those that watch reality TV shows such as Love Island, will stroll into our workplace and ask, "Did you watch so-and-so last night?" expecting the answer to be yes, followed by a 20-minute conversation. More often than not, you'll discover that we all watch things at different rates. Some people are just faster than others, and some people, well, they're slower. With on-demand TV, we can all tune in at a time that's convenient to us, not a time that the BBC tells us to. And with that comes freedom. So, is TV dead? The answer? No, it's just simply evolving. What do you think? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Devour Digital Podcast. All show notes can be found at fenrirvisual.com/podcast. That's spelled fenrirvisual.com/podcast. If you'd like to hear more, then please go ahead and subscribe. Another episode will be coming your way next Wednesday at 7 a.m. See you soon!